This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to the Get Loud Joycast via joy.org.au. My name's Stevie and I'll be your host. Thank you for tuning in. I have on the line Chelsea Barnes from Sydney-based band The Last Exposure. Welcome to the show, Chelsea.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Just a quick one. Let's take it back to the beginning for you guys. You met at university, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, we met at university. So we went to James Lee Academy in Sydney, and my now partner started at the same time as I. And then the year after that, our drummer and our bassist started. So during the course, we get put into bands and then we get to choose our own bands. And so there's a lot of mix and match and all this sort of stuff going on. And then, funnily enough, we ended up with all of us together. And we actually had a fifth member at the time, and then she wanted to do teaching, so she went off, did her own thing. And so there was just the four of us. And we went, hey, I think we might actually have something here. And so we've gone from uni out and been gigging and doing that sort of stuff.
How does working together in kind of a course structure inform how you work together going forward?
It was very helpful, especially for me, because where I come from, there wasn't many people into what I was doing. And when I went to JMC, it was a band environment. And so I got to work with people in that band environment and write music together. And then obviously I was learning like stuff like business, music theory. I was learning all the sides of music in the industry, and then working together in a band and like learning about ourselves and learning about each other. So 100%, yeah, it was worth it.
So where did your interest in music come from if you weren't necessarily surrounded by that?
Well, that's the funny thing. My parents like music, but nobody really in my family music. I was the only one that kind of was. I don't know why, but I just loved music, and I just started singing, and then people were just like, hey, you've got something there. And then I just enjoyed it so much, and I didn't know what else I wanted to do, so then I just took it and ran with it.
Which is a great thing, because you do have a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
No problem. That is, you know, that is not a compliment coming from nowhere. It's just a fact. Can you tell me a little bit about Owls?
Yeah, so Owls was the first song that I actually ever wrote. Obviously, in uni, we have to do assignments, and part of the assignments we do instrument lessons, and so obviously I was doing voice, and so we have to write an original to sing, and we work with our bands to write it, and then we perform it. And so I wrote Owls, and obviously it was the first song I've ever written, so I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, and Owls is about equality and relationships, every kind of relationship in general, and I think I based it off a previous relationship that I'd had, and basically it's just what I knew, like write what you know, basically. So I went for it, and then we arranged the song, put it together, performed it, and then everybody at uni just went mental over the song, and I was like, what have I done? Like, I don't understand what I've done. But everybody loved it, and then ever since, so many people are so attracted to that song, and I'm just in shock because it was the first song that I'd ever written.
Well, that's a really great, good way to start.
Yeah.
But I think what you've said just there about it being quite a meaningful song, that really travels through Echo and then Human as well. But we'll start with Echo. Yeah. You released that track as your debut single post-uni, I guess, earlier this year. Yeah. Why did you choose that track as your debut?
Well, Echo, because obviously we wanted to go a step further, we wanted to start recording and releasing music, and we were approached by the A&R department in Sydney, and we went, okay, yeah, well, we want to go that next step. So, and we're like, okay, so we want to write a song. And so different to what we normally write, we went, okay, we're going to write a song specifically to be a single. And so Echo was just the lyrics I was writing at the time, and we started arranging it and putting it together. And basically it was my life over the past 2 years. That song is literally my life over the two previous years before it.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was just, it just happened all in perfect timing, and we released it. So it was just like a coincidence kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then Echo is a personal level for me. It's about my life, like I said. It's about me learning about myself, becoming an adult, my experiences at the time, going to uni, finding my partner, Haley, and we're together. We've been together for about a year. So it was all that conjoined stuff and all the stress and anxiety behind everything that I was going through. And then, yeah, so then I wanted the song to relate to a lot of people at that age going through the similar sort of things like sexuality and learning about themselves and that, just that peak of from going from a teenager into to adulthood.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's basically what that was about.
So is that why it was important for you to work with someone like the Queer Film Collective who did the clip for not only Echo but also for Human? How did that collaboration come about?
Yeah, so I love them. They're so fantastic. We met them at uni, and again, we've just like had these like luck throughout uni and going out into Sydney and everything. We've just had all this luck with people that we've worked with. The Queer Film Collective I know from JMC. So at JMC, they worked on Owls with us. So the Owls video clip that is online at the moment, They did that with us at uni. And because we knew them, we went out and we were like, okay, well, we love you guys. We want to keep working with you. And it just was amazing because they had all the same views that we did and still do. So we knew them and then we carried on working with them. So that was really cool.
It sounds like a really good ongoing relationship there.
Yeah.
Fab.
And they also did Human as well.
With that release, you know, you've touched on it before. My perception is that you guys aren't just singing for the love of it, although you clearly do have that. But there's clearly something that you want to say and an honesty and almost a normality to what you're not only singing about, but also the way that the film clips have been presented. Human, I think, does that as well. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, so looking at the videos, there's like a complete difference between the Echo video and then the Human music video.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Echo was more like an artistic sort of, I wanted it to be through visual, you could see anxiety and you could see that through the video. And with Human, I wanted it just to be just real. Like we just wanted to have a good time and real people just doing real things, basically. The thing is, Human, everybody's human. And that's literally basically what the song's about. I wrote the song when I was going through a lot of anxiety and depression myself. Then I wrote that song and we arranged it, we put it together, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, I want that somebody to listen to that song and I just want them to cry and go, wow, this makes me feel good about myself. So that's what I wanted for that song.
If you listen to some of the lyrics and where it's going, you are talking about, you know, base humanity, what we feel and what we are, which can be quite a heavy thing for people to deal with. And then the arrangement is quite uplifting in parts and really kind of pounding in parts. It does start off a little bit completely different to Echo in that, you know, it does start off with a bit more of an emotional feeling to it. And then you get into this positivity within a song that is actually about, does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. And I'm so happy that you said that because that's exactly what I wanted for the song. I wanted the song to be uplifting. It when you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of sad, really depressive.
But realistic at the same time.
Yeah, realistic, yeah. And then you're going along and then you get to the chorus and it's like, bam! I wanted it to be uplifting and I wanted it to hit you in the face because it's to say, look, it's real. People are real. Everybody is real. And emotions are real. And
that's okay.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
That's a really common experience. All those things that you've spoken about in terms of growing up and feeling emotion and dealing with depression or sadness or what's going on in life and moving forward. Is it important for you to carry that through your work?
Yes, 100%. Because, well, basically, that's what I know.
Yep.
People say, write what you know. And that's what I do. I write what I know and I deal with it every day. I deal with anxiety every day and a lot of people do.
Yep.
And I want people to know that there is help and that they're not, I don't know what the best word is. I just want to say that people are beautiful, like embrace who you are. And I'm a shocker for, you know, not listening to my own advice.
Yep.
It obviously it's a process, but it's about, you know, you're beautiful and to not let your anxiety or depression rule your life. I want people with that song, when you listen to that song, I want them to go, this makes me feel something. This makes me want to get up and not lay in bed all day.
You know? Great. Yep, absolutely. And is that, does that also then extend to queer representation in your music?
Yes. Now, I can't help it, but I've just always, equality has been something so important to me, so close to my heart. Obviously, because I've got a lot of friends that are queer and I'm queer myself, it's just normal to me, you know? Yeah. And a lot of people don't find it normal. And especially with the world right now, with what's going on and equality and acceptance, that people just don't realize that it is normal. There's so many people out there that are queer and it's not different. It's normal. And so everything that I write has always got equality elements in it because I can't not write about it.
Yeah.
Every time I'll read back my own lyrics and I'll find some way to link it in there somehow.
I think that's what I really like about your songs and your work is that it does seem to treat everything that you're talking about as normal. And I think there's a gap for that in mainstream everything, really, to be honest. Things are treated, even if it is kind of emotional issues or if it's depression or if it's anxiety or if it's a preference that's not considered, loathe to say it, but normal or mainstream, it's treated as something left of center. Whereas what you've done is actually, as you say, it's life for you. It's life for the people that you know. It's just regular. It's normal. It's everything. And I think that comes across really genuinely. And I really like that. So congratulations on doing that.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so like my my partner Hayley is actually transgender, and I'm in love with somebody who's transgender, and I just think she's absolutely beautiful. So, you know, like, it's not weird to me, it's normal. And I feel like a lot of people need to grasp the concept that everybody's unique and everybody's beautiful and everybody's human.
That's a great message. I like that. That's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
So what has the public response been to you guys playing live? Because you've been doing quite a lot of that in the last little while.
Yeah, so when we finished at uni, we went out, we're like, hey, we want to do this ourselves. We want to, you know, we don't want, like, we appreciate everybody that we work with, everybody that we talk to. We realize that we can't just have things handed to us. And so we've gone out into the world and we've started gigging in Sydney. We've been up to Newcastle as well. We haven't gone too far yet. We do plan to travel around, but we're taking it as it comes and as we go along. So we've released two singles so far and we've met so many incredible people and we've learnt so much about Sydney, about music, about ourselves. Even now, like right now I'm talking to you and I'm learning more about myself. So, yeah, like I feel like that's been really important for us.
Yep.
And the four of us, like the four of us are best friends. Like we do all this together and it's just like we've earned and learned so much together that like it's nothing. I couldn't learn that with anybody else. It's a wonderful experience. We've taken what we've learned and we want to keep getting better and better. Audience responses have been great. We just recently did our single launch at Rad Bar in Wollongong because we have a few friends down there called The Queer Now. I actually just changed the name to Pride Tide. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And beautiful people of all diversity. And it's just about inclusion. And we, that's obviously what we're about. So we wanted to take it to Wollongong to them. So we did our single launch at Rad and it was just, it was fantastic. So the audience was great. And I just wanted to cry because I was like, this is happening. People are loving our music. People are hearing our message. I'm just excited for more audiences to hear us.
Fantastic.
And 100% we want to come to Melbourne and we want to meet people and we want to show them who we are.
You sound really motivated and I think that's a really fantastic thing.
Yeah, I just love it so much.
So what is coming next? Have you got more singles? Do you have an EP? What's coming?
This next coming year, we've got plans for a third single and then we're going to do an EP after that.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, there's lots of things coming. We're having a little break at the moment to write some new material.
Yep.
And then we'll be back into some recording and, yeah, so that's going to be really exciting.
I'm really excited for you. You've got such a passion. It's really great to hear.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm really excited that you're really excited.
No, I think, like I said to you, I think it's lovely to hear someone who is so genuine about what they're singing about, so real about it, and is presenting all those different things that we talked about in terms of experience as normal.
Yeah.
So that people have something to look at and go, well, maybe it's not just me. Maybe there's other people out there thinking the same thing and maybe I can be positive about the way that I am rather than thinking that it's weird or strange or not normal.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you've got that from me because that's exactly what I wanted.
I'm going to play Human. Would you mind introducing it for me?
I'm Chelsea from The Last Exposure and this is our latest single, Human.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Is that all right?
That is perfect. Listening to a Get Loud podcast. For more information about Joy, check out joy.org.au or tune in via Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.